Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on conflict escalation in West Asia and its global impact. The participants are Major General Sanjay Mestin, Defense Analyst, and Sonu Sood, Anchor.
The U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict in West Asia has entered the 13th day, and to discuss this evolving situation, we have with us Defense Analyst Major General Sanjay Mestin in Akashvani Studios. Warm welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
This is a very, very trying time for the entire world. This conflict is happening, which started on February 28th, and today it has entered the 13th day. How would you evaluate the current situation regarding this conflict? How would you assess the escalation that has taken place over the 13 days?
Yeah, Sonu, the way things are going on, both the sides, opposing sides, one is Israel and of course US combined, and the other is Iran. The two opposing sides have formulated their strategic objectives, and which I can convey as politico-military objectives. If you come to Israel, right. United States, their politico-military objective was obviously the regime change, targeting Khomeini, which was part of it, and also simultaneously, targeting the nuclear infrastructure so that Iran does not become ever a nuclear capable or a nuclear weapon country. Mm-hmm. And third was, of course, targeting their entire missile and the drone infrastructure. So this was the, and fourth, of course, I could also say that, weakening all the proxies which are operating in that area. What is Iran's strategy? So obviously the side which has the initiative or attacks first has the initiative, and therefore they formulate their strategy. Mm-hmm. Now, Iran was also well prepared, and I would say Iran has been preparing, and they had visualized that one of the days they will have this war. And I think since last two, 3 decades, they have been preparing. And to that end, I think they had created all the proxies. And of course, you see in Iran itself, the supreme leader and the IRGC were under command and control of the entire institutions there. The military is being run by the IRGC, though it's not military. IRGC is an institution which is superior than their armed forces, but right. where the loyalty is towards regime protection. And therefore, they have been quite ruthless and brutal. And they are the ones who have been training and arming these proxies. And they have also created missile cities in their own country. So therefore, the start point, I would say, first preparation was on. Start point was 7th October 23 attack in Israel. And therefore, they knew, Iran had visualized that one of these days this will happen. So therefore, their strategy was also very clear. Yep. Tie down the American forces, start bombarding all the Gulf countries, create a confusion in the whole world, escalate the oil prices by controlling the Strait of Hormuz. And therefore, they have also done what perhaps was conceived, but it has gone out of proportion. So now it is escalation, and both sides now have reached a point of no return. Neither side is going to bend. Now it is wait and watch for the entire world. So next question, certainly we can discuss from here. Where do you feel it is going? Probably.
Absolutely, absolutely. UN Security Council, now they are working towards restoring peace. Now, Iran has set 3 conditions to end the conflict: recognition of its rights, reparations, and guarantees against future aggression. This has been said by President Masoud Pezeshkian. So you feel that some ground is being created wherever possible by all parties concerned to end this war?
I think Iran has such hardline conditions. Uh-huh. That firstly, of course, recognition of, their rights to exist or their leadership. But what about reconstruction? Who will pay for it? So that is a very solid stance they have. And of course, no further wars, no further attacks or aggression on them. See, you have to see the psyche of a nation. The psyche of a nation here is they are not interested in the people of Iran. Iran is a civilization. The people are educated. They are cultured. They have a civilization. But the regime, basically the IRGC, so here Iranian army has been subordinated. The army, the air force and the navy has been subordinated to some new organization which is very unique in the world, that they have something known as IRGC, which is more powerful in every manner. They are controlling the army, they are controlling the economic resources, and they are having a full control in the political setup.
Sanjay, as you said, it's a very, very complicated situation. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal shared that External Affairs Minister of India, Dr. S. Jaishankar, spoke to the foreign minister of Iran thrice in recent days. Let's hear what he said.
External Affairs Minister and Foreign Minister of Iran have had three conversations in the recent days. The last one discussed issues pertaining to safety of shipping and India's energy security. Beyond that, it would be premature for me to say anything.
Today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, he in his press briefing, clarified on many points. And one very important information that he shared was that External Affairs Minister of India and Foreign Minister of Iran have had three conversations in recent days. And in the last one, they discussed issues pertaining to the safety of shipping and India's energy security. Now, this is emerging as a major concern. So you think that this dialogue which is happening on this important topic, this is very important from India's point of view?
Yes, sir, it's very important from India's point of view. See, firstly, I must state that India's foreign policy needs to be appreciated. Why? In this entire region, West Asia, we are today friends with all countries, whether it is a GCC country, whether it is with Iran, whether it is with Iraq, whether it is with Lebanon, and whether it is with Israel. Similarly, we are friends with the Europe Union and we are friends with America. So
right.
If truly I ask, does India have an enemy? We have none except Pakistan. So therefore, when India has this leeway, the strategic advantage. So therefore, yes, we are talking to everyone. We have spoken to the foreign ministers and even our prime minister has spoken to all the heads of state of Gulf countries and so forth. And he had also visited Israel. So what I'm trying to say is that the Indian strategic objectives are very clear. They are two, primarily two. One is the safety of all the black Indians who are in the Gulf. That is one. And of course, the safety of all the our ships, etc., and our seafarers who are stuck up in the Persian Gulf for the Strait of Hormuz. Number two, most important concern is the economic security. If we have economic security, obviously the nation will prosper. And right now there is an economic turmoil in the whole world because of the Strait of Hormuz, which has been blocked by the Iranians. So therefore, to that end, our conversation with Arakchi is a step in the positive direction. And see, we have also got some advantage. We have given them in Cochin their ship INS Lavan. We have given them a safe passage there.
Absolutely. Mr. Jaiswal spoke about that also.
So India is a friend for everyone. So no nation has got rights to, just close down the shipping lanes. As a military analyst, I feel, to control the Persian Gulf. That does not belong to them. That belongs to the international community. It is a highway.
Mr. Jaiswal shared that the Foreign Secretary of India signed the condolence book at Iranian Embassy on behalf of Government of India.
Let me clarify the issue for you and for everybody here. As you are aware, Foreign Secretary signed the condolence book at the Iranian Embassy on behalf of the Government of India. He did so on 5th March itself, which was the first day of the opening of the book. It would do well for commentators to first update themselves on important matters before they choose to speak in public. Such ill-informed comments are best avoided.
So from geopolitical, it has gained geo-economic dimensions, this whole conflict situation. Another thing which was clarified today, Sanjay ji, by the MEA spokesperson was that the Foreign Secretary signed the condolence book at Iranian Embassy on behalf of Government of India, condoling the passing away of the Supreme Leader of Iran. So as you just now, you also outlined that India has been a friend to all nations and we have maintained diplomatic and multi-dimensional relations with all countries. So this is a very, very important aspect of our diplomatic outreach.
Yeah, absolutely. This is important. See, remember, India is a matured nation. We are also an ancient civilization. We have culture. We have, history and so many things. We are a nation and we respect human values as a nation. Though, there can be even a debate on Khomeini, because all said and done, yes, he was a spiritual leader, but then he should have only remained as a spiritual leader. But the fact of the matter is, we granted that he was a religious head, and therefore India has expressed sympathy on the loss of life, being a religious head. Yes, that we have done. Not only that, I think the unfortunate bombing of children, because, that's a most unethical and a most unprofessional job. And I think the way it is coming coming down to probably it was accidentally done by the Americans, but in war they cannot be accident. And I think the analysis is probably these targets were identified long term back that there was a naval base there.
Right.
But at least they realized that there was a cool which had come up and the only difference was a wall separating the two, and I think they were not aware about it. So this sets a very, very important lesson that the intelligence people, see, people from ship is just targeting. They are just going as per the latitude, longitude, to the coordinates they have given. They are not seeing the target.
Okay.
But the target has been given to them by int agencies who have altered somewhere, and I think that's a major lapse, and it embarrasses America, it embarrasses the rest of the world, and killing innocent children is certainly condemnable and unacceptable. So what we have done in condoling the death of Khomeini, being a spiritual head, again I reiterate, being a spiritual head, I think India has done this, and we are a nation, we are sensitive to the
right
feelings of the people irrespective of anything.
Mr. Jaiswal also shared how India granted permission to Iran to dock its ship in Kochi on 4th of March. Let's listen to what he said.
The External Affairs Minister had made a sua moto statement in the Parliament on 9th March. And there he had conveyed that Iran had requested permission on 20th February for three ships in the region to dock at our ports. This was accorded, the permission was accorded on 1st March. IRS Iris Lavan docked on 4th March in Kochi. The crew, as you know, is currently in Indian naval facilities there. We will keep you updated on further developments in this regard.
Sanjayji, in the beginning of the discussion, you talked about the GCC-led resolution at the UN Security Council, and Mr. Jaiswal stated that India has co-sponsored the resolution, and as you mentioned, 135 countries have co-sponsored it. Now, this reflects India's position. India has a large diaspora in the GCC countries, and their well-being and welfare are of utmost importance to us. And also, Gulf is also very important for India's energy security needs. So you feel that these joint efforts by all countries concerned will lead to de-escalation in the coming weeks? How soon do you see the situation resolving, if we take an optimistic view?
Yeah, firstly, you know, India has done a very correct act that we have supported this resolution. And I told you that in the UN Security Council resolution also, it went through and through. And the two supporters, China and Russia, abstained from voting. So this itself shows that Iran is getting isolated. And why we have done it, I must state, keeping our national interest in mind, I had highlighted two national interests. One is, of course, the safety and security of 90 lakh people there. And the second is, of course, the economic corridor, that is the, you know, economic, I would say, energy security. So we have focused on both. And also the Gulf countries are equally important to India. See, today we have got excellent relations with all the GCC countries. And not only that, India has also, you know, along with these countries, in the last G20 summit in Delhi, we had proposed the IMEC resolution, which was passed. And it's going to be a game changer for India and for the region, for the Middle East, and also for, and including for Israel.
Right.
So we have kept all these factors into mind. And what I was just highlighting, that Iran has got no rights to just control the Persian Gulf, because they have no rights. All these other countries have got their borders, and they have got territorial and economic exclusive zones in the Persian Gulf.
Major General Sanjay Meston, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your perspective on the escalating war in West Asia on the 13th day of this conflict.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on conflict escalation in West Asia and its global impact. The participants were Major General Sanjay Meston, defense analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92 89 094044.
Insights.